Panasonic Lumix G9 Micro Four Thirds camera with 5-axis IBIS 4K video weatherproof body launched in India. Zoom meeting app plans to offer strong encryption for paying customers. Netflix acquires Hollywood's historic Egyptian theater. Twitter Facebook internet group opposed US ruling requiring visitors to disclose social media info. Google's new soda tools help Android smartphone user maintain social distancing. Panasonic India has launched the Lumix G9 in India finally after announcing it globally in 2017. Saying Panasonic India has been late to the party would be a huge understatement. It's a little weird to launch a camera this late in its life cycle, but thankfully the Lumix G9 has aged pretty well and a lot of the features are still relevant. It's a Micro Four Thirds camera with in-body stabilization, 4K recording, dual card slots and a weather-sealed body. The Panasonic Lumix G9 is priced at ₹98,990 for just the body and ₹1,39,990 with the 12:60mm kit lens. The camera will be available through all Panasonic brand shops as well as other major online and offline retail places. Video conferencing provider Zoom plans to strengthen encryption of video calls hosted by paying clients and institutions such as schools, but not by users of its free consumer accounts, a company official said on Friday. The company, whose business has boomed with the coronavirus pandemic, discussed the move on a call with Civil Liberties Group and Child Sex Abuse Fighters on Thursday, and Zoom security consultant Alex Termos confirmed it on Friday. In an interview, Stamos said the plan was subject to change and it was not yet clear with, if any, non-profits or other users such as political dissents might qualify for account allowing more secure video meetings. Netflix completed its purchase of Hollywood Historic Egyptian Theater on Friday, helping to confirm the streaming giant's newfound central position in the movie industry. The Los Angeles theater, built in 1922, claims to have hosted Hollywood's first ever movie premiere, Robin Hood, and will be used by Netflix for movie premieres as well as screenings and special events. The Egyptian theater is an incredible part of Hollywood history and has been treasured by Los Angeles film community for nearly a century. Netflix, which did not reveal the size of its investment, will run the venue jointly with the non-profit American Cinematheque, which bought the dilapidated theater from city officials in 1996 and renovated it 2 years later. Twitter, Reddit, and a group representing major internet firms back two documentary firm groups that have challenged the Trump administration's 2019 rules requiring nearly all US visitors to disclose social media user information from the prior 5 years. In court papers filed on Thursday, the social media sites and the Internet Association representing Facebook, Amazon.com, Alphabet, and others said the rules force foreign nationals to surrender their anonymity in order to travel to the United States and chill a vast quantity of speech and associational activity. The latest filing comes amid an escalating feud between President Donald Trump and tech companies. Twitter on Friday hid Trump tweet behind a warning for the first time. It came hours after Trump signed an executive order threatening Silicon Valley social media firms with new free speech regulations after Twitter added a fact-checking tag to two previous tweets. Smartphone users have a new way to keep their distance, a tool that lets them know when people are getting closer than pandemic guidelines recommend. The Google-developed Sodar tool, available this week, taps into Android smartphone cameras to put users in the center of a wide circle with a radius of about 2 meters or 6.5 feet. The perimeter, determined based on pandemic social distancing guidelines, is made using the same kind of augmented reality technology in smartphone games such as Pokemon Go.